Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back into the C Show. Got your boy Chris here coming at you from an undisclosed location again here in Alabama. I wanted to touch back in on some subject the other day we was going on. And it's now time that we have to defund the Ryan White Act. Yes, defund that act. I'll tell you why. As we went over it, we've seen more and more people who've went to this. They're not taking their meds. What they're doing is trying to infect people further with this disease and for their own glorification or whatever have you. But it's time we get back to basics. We're spending billions of dollars each year to take care of these people through housing, medicine, dental, everything that you can think of while they continue to go out there and spread HIV to each other. We do not fund diabetes here in the United States. We do not fund people with leukemia. We don't take care of cancer. So why are we taking care of AIDS patients? It's something that has to stop here in the United States. So we must, starting in 2013, the Ryan White Act had expired. At the beginning, it was a good act that was put out by George H.W. Bush for palliative care for people with this disease. But since then, it's just became a cushion for people to live longer and continue to infect each other. I've been researching this for many, many years now, living among the gay community. It's time that we defund this. There's no sense of our tax dollars paying for this. Defund and let natural selection take its course in this matter. Without funding, then we will not have to worry about that for too long. But the time has come that we stop doing this. 2013, they quit funding. They stopped funding the Ryan White Act. Now is the time that we continue. That we stop doing that now, and we get back to our basics, and stop defunding the Ryan White Act. Now, I'm Kyle Doakes, and I'm the revealer of truth.